I'm mailing it back with Grayson Hugh, my dear friend who's back to the soul. Hi, Grayson.
How you doing, Robin?
I am so happy about this album. It is absolutely vintage Grayson Hugh.
Oh, thank you. Glad you like it.
Tell me what took so long. What happened here? You haven't put out an album in quite some time.
Well, let's see. 2010, I released an American record, as you know. And so 5 years. That's better than 15 years. The last break.
Yeah, this is true. Why now? What inspired you to write this album? And why did you call it Back to the Soul? It's such a great title.
Oh, thank you. Well, I had the title for the album, Robin, before I actually had the song, the title song. I just knew I wanted to, I first started out as in soul music, blue-eyed soul, they call me, as you know.
Yes.
Blind to Reason and Talk It Over, and, back in RCA in 1988, way back in the old days. There.
In the 80s. The 80s are new again.
Yes, that's right. So I always love to go back to soul. I mean, basically, that's my biggest influence and one of my first ones. So I wanted to do a soul record, and I wanted to call it Back to the Soul. I mean, what is kind of a no-brainer, right? Just get back to the soul.
When can you pinpoint when the title came to you?
I don't know if I remember the exact moment. It was sort of a gradual process. I had gone down to do some shows last summer, and a longtime fan had contacted me through my website, and he had a band down in the Carolinas, and it just turned out that the bass player had been my bass player when I lived down there in Ocean Isle Beach in the mid-90s. A guy by the name of Albert Rogers, who later went on to play with Levon Helm and the guys up in Woodstock.
Oh, yeah.
This was at a time when I was still considering doing my album, possibly co-producing it with Steve Cropper, who I knew from many years back.
Right.
When I found out that Steve's studio did not have an acoustic piano, I said, I really need that for tracking. That's part of the whole sound and the feel for this music.
And it's so your signature sound, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
So I said, look, when I found out Steve Cropper didn't have a piano, I said, well, what about Muscle Shoals using some of the original Swampers down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, at Fame Studios? And I called them, and it turns out there's not a lot of the original Swampers left. But then when I went down to rehearse last August with these guys in the Carolinas, they clicked. I mean, these are guys a little bit younger, but they just grew up on soul music and country too, that combination, that southern soul. Well, I'm all over that. I just love that style. So I asked them to do the album. Then it all came quickly, the title song, and I wrote the rest of the songs.
All right, let's have a listen now to Back to the Soul. We're going to hear a little snippets as we go, so here you go. Talking to Grayson Hugh, and he's got a new album called Back to the Soul. Tell me about the inspiration for Rock and Roll Man. How did that come up?
Well, Rock and Roll Man, Robin, is really a thinly veiled autobiographical tale. And I guess you could call it my take on the Faustian, you know, meet the devil at the crossroads kind of the myth. Kind of casting people in the record label world as, dare I say it, the devil?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I mean, let's call it like it is here.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's basically what it is. It's a story of, you know, I exaggerate. I mean, I said I was kicked out of three high schools. Well, I dropped out of only one, but you get the idea. poetic license. And it's just a story of how you always, no matter what happens, things might get taken away and then, you know, you get them back. And material things are sort of transient and not certainly that lasting. But what's really important to me is, you know, like I say in the song, I got something that can soothe my soul. I can play that music called rock and roll. And that's what it's about. And for this particular song, I asked my friend Pete Anderson to do a solo as a guest artist on the album. Pete, if you don't know his work, was Dwight Yoakam's lead guitarist and producer for many years.
So very, very impressive guy, yeah.
Very. He is also an accomplished blues guitarist, and he's produced people like Roy Orbison, Lucinda Williams, Michelle Schacht. So that's the story of Rock and Roll Man. It's a fable.
Did you just threw out there about dropping out of high school. Why did you do that, and how do you think that influenced you now?
I really, I was not cut out for high school. I mean, back in the late 60s, I'm giving away my age, but that's okay. you know, when I was in high school, it was really, I mean, I was reading on my own, you know, James Joyce, Faulkner, poetry. And I just, you know, I knew I wanted to do music. I was already doing it. I already had, you know, bands. And I just said, look, this is stupid. I mean, I'm not interested in what they have to teach me. And the whole atmosphere was very just constrictive. And I just had enough of it. So I dropped out. And I have to say my parents were very encouraging. I was lucky to have parents that said, look, it's okay, but as long as, like it says in my song Rock and Roll Man, they said school or a job, son, one or the other. So I, you know, I worked to stay living at home for a little while and pretty much, pretty quickly got out of there and got my own place. But, you know, it was just, I was not cut out for the mold of high school. It was too much of a rebel and a wild soul.
Gotcha. What was the name of that very first band that you started?
Oh, geez. Well, the very first one, junior high, it carried over into high school, was the Braykirk Aggregation. Don't even ask me what that meant. You know, I mean, it was 1966. Come on. You know.
You have an excuse, Grayson.
I have an excuse. I always have to have a good excuse for my behavior. And then I think the next one was The Last Five, which actually somebody else had named, but I kind of took over the band as lead singer.
Very cool.
So, yeah, those are a couple of the names of my early bands. And then I started Portrait Blues, which was my first real serious band where we, you know, made a little bit of money. And we played American Legion halls and YMCA dances and college concerts and stuff like that, and so.
So since the last time that you put an album out, what other hobbies have you been pursuing? I know you're a very creative guy.
One thing comes to mind. I took a writing trip in May of 2013 to begin writing the next record, which ended up being Back to the Soul. And I went to one of my favorite places, Robin, Block Island, off the coast.
I love Block Island.
Yeah, and that's great, you know, off-season when it's not real crowded. And I went in, like, the last 2 weeks before the hotel, the Springhouse Hotel, opened up. And just got a good deal on a room there and brought my notebooks and coffee maker and...
You love your coffee.
I do. I love my coffee. That's right. As you remember from our video that we made back in 92.
And I must say, very strong. I can't go near your coffee.
That's right. You know, I'm an honorary Italian. What can I tell you? I get my inspiration from nature, so I'm always taking hikes in the woods and, you know, just also as a married guy. You know, I have...
How long you guys married, you and Polly? How long
we
is
have been married 7 years as of last August 17th.
Cool, so you're past the seven-year itch. Yay!
Right, that's right. Still scratching. I couldn't be happier. I'm a very lucky guy, and she's not only my harmony singer, the best one around, but also... she did all the photographs for Back to the Soul and the art direction, and I just can't imagine doing anything without her.
And she's a beautiful singer in her own right.
Yes, she is.
You could write a book just about how you guys met.
Well, you know, and all you got to do is listen to the song on Back to the Soul called "Already in Love with You," which is really the story of our friendship. And knowing there was some connection there, but then years later, I was like I was already in love with her.
And so I think we want to take a little listen to "Already in Love with You," since you told a really good story leading up to this song. So here we go. Called Back to the Soul. I wanted to ask you, do you think Back to the Soul is kind of like a metaphor in many ways? Like, not only are you going back to the soul of music, but you're also coming back to your own soul.
Yes, and that really, that is what was intentional, the play on words. It is a return to my soul, because it's my musical soul, this style of music. Also, I have to say, the depth of some of the lyrics, a song like "Thank You, Lord," I'm very grateful to be alive, to be sober, and...
How many years sober are you?
It'll be 11 at the end of October.
Fantastic.
But as we say, it's just today.
Yes.
Just one day at a time.
Yep.
My gratitude, and also being happily married, finally... after many, you know, dysfunctional relationships, you know, I'm very grateful to my higher power that I call God. And so "Thank You, Lord" is about that.
Oh, okay, let's take a listen to that. Here we go. Thank you.
I was living in that house behind the hedge, just a mile from the ocean. I was dangling on the ledge. Oh, direction down to nowhere. It was all of my accord. I was running out of money and running out of all my hopes and heartbeats. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, that is a beautiful song. It almost sounds ethereal in many ways. Did you mean for that?
You know, I just wrote what came out. It's a funny story of how that song was written, Robin. Polly had just bought a new table for Thanksgiving when her lot of family was coming over 2 years ago. And we had the kitchen painted with a new table and chairs. And it looked so good, all empty. I sat down with my notebook and wrote that song in one sitting. And then I added the music to it.
It's amazing how songs can be born of such simple things. I mean, I remember Graham Nash telling the story of how Our House came about.
Yes, I remember reading about that.
I want to leave everyone with the song Getting On With My Life. So talk about that.
Well, this is my traveling song. On the record, on Back to the Soul. Getting On With My Life is, stylistically, it really has that Southern soul sound. It harkens back to some of my favorite records, like Clarence Carter, Joe Tex, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding. And I used a good old Wurlitzer electric piano. It's about just what it says, getting on with your life. Getting out of maybe a situation that's stale, you have to move geographically, and sometimes that doesn't really fix it, but you have this restless soul. You're still looking for trying to get back to your soul, trying to get to where you belong. And that's the feeling of the song. It's there's hope in it, but there's also a restlessness about the song.
Well, we're going to leave with that song, but before we do, I know that you have contributed several songs to movie soundtracks. How about Broadway? Any yen to do that?
I had a stepsister that was just ended a long run being the musical director of Mamma Mia.
She was working.
Yeah, she was, Wendy Cavett. And she and her husband had said, you know, why don't you try, have you ever thought of acting? And here's the thing. I'm not really a musical theater fan. Somehow the emotions don't seem natural to me. It said, hey, gang, want to start a show? You know, Mickey Rooney. And it seems too cheerful.
Right, right.
I don't know how to explain it. I'm a little bit more of a rocker, where you have to have a little more mystery. I know everybody, you know, gets into the act of writing a musical.
All of a sudden, all these bands.
David Byrne. Oh, everybody does.
David Bowie.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of standard operating procedure for recording artists. But I wouldn't even know how to start, and probably what I would come up with would be too odd for Broadway. I have a feeling. I just don't know. But, my idea of doing a show is a concert. Not so much Broadway, you know.
So are you planning a little tour? Is that in the works?
I am. I'm actually getting a new band together. So that's a big project. Auditioning people, rehearsing. And I get excited about that.
Well, listen, Grayson, this, like I said earlier, this is vintage you, Back to the Soul. And if anybody hasn't seen you play live, they're crazy.
Thank you.
You are not to be missed.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so we're gonna leave you now with Getting On With My Life, Grayson Hugh, Back to the Soul. Thank you so much, Grayson.
Great talking with you, Robin, always.
But I know I'll be free. I'm getting on with my life, and I'm going without a care. I know that the road is gonna take me somewhere. I'm getting on with my life, 'cause now a new day is here. I'm gonna give up my
news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.